a huge piece of my life, of my life, of my life.
Keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Just hold your hand.
Baby, you got the time. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Haley. This is Almost Friday, my radio show. Your mic is also on if you'd like to say hello.
Hi, this is Keisha. I'm Haley's trainee for the week.
Actually, I don't. Is that. It doesn't sound like that's on. Wait,
is
just like tap
it. My voice?
Maybe it is on.
I think I just have a quiet voice, maybe.
But it's mic four. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Should.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. There yeah, you just need to talk a little louder.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I have a special guest today, which is one of my trainees from 2 weeks ago, Keisha. She is going to be taking over the board in approximately 1 minute. So for her first time ever on air, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
So yay, Keisha. Big round of applause. So that's the plan. That's what's happening. I don't know if anyone is listening or if they want to tell me they're listening. If you are listening right now, please inform me and I will give you a shout out of some variety. So, yeah. So what are you going to play?
This next song is going to be Ivy by Sales.
Amazing. Should we fade out and fade in?
We most definitely shall.
Okay, enjoy listening. Again, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy Sales.
them words in the open and they oxidize with the falling gold and an heavy in the middle of the room. Like you were pouring over them and I was pouring over you.
Yeah.
Snapped by the glint of those open glossy eyes. Caught the side of his clarity. All a reflection with a careful tension. An embarrassing fashion. We can't get any closer without touching. I said, I can't put my hand there without going through it. Without us both going through it. And they say the day you die is when you meet your master. You're probably hoping that I cut you some slack. And that wouldn't be too bad if I didn't have to eat. But if I can't sleep shower maybe in an hour. Cause now I know the difference. Now I know the difference between a prayer and a preference, between desire and a deference. Cause I always leave with love, a new pouch in my pocket. It's a sweet slow dripping in my vice grip. It's all gone by the morning. You know your man always want more in the morning. You're smooth when you come through. I see you on the next page in the wreckage of the family flames, handing out the blankets to the family's brain. Baby, I'm a young lover down on my luck, undercover as a stick in the mud. I'm a fixer-upper, and if you're a nip-tucker, well, I can be your partner, man. I can be your partner like Channing Chris Tucker. Without touching, no, I can't do without touching. If they're asking too much, we can just close the pool. Don't you wanna know if it's supposed to look? I wanna know if you know my name. Or should I go? Should I go? Say, hey, 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 hey. I should I go? Should I go? Say, hey, hey,
this is going to be a public service announcement about the Museum of Science, and they're presenting to us a mirror maze. So the Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower seeds, to the ridges of a majestic mountain range, to the layout of the universe. The 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service announcement from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Bedford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you.
You always told me I was a piece of art. I loved you from the very start. I know it's gonna be hard, but I wanna hear your scars.
Today is a perfect day. Yeah.
I apologize for my lack of conversation throughout the show. By conversation, I mean talking, because no one else is talking to me. So in the background here, you might notice is a very beautiful song by Phil Collins, which I will explain why I'm playing in a moment.
I'm looking forward to this.
I can't. Why can't I hear you? Oh, that's mic four. Why are you using the mic that's not your mic?
I'm looking forward to the explanation as to why you are playing Phil Collins.
So during this song, during this show, I'm gonna go through all the songs we played because I've not said any of them. Started out with PS2 by Litany, Rush by Jay Som. I got with Tuned. I do not know how to say that.
You're doing a great job. Keep going.
By Rindis.
Yes, keep it. Yes. I'm cheering you on at this. You're coming around the corner for the final stretch. Come on.
Not everyone is running a marathon, okay?
Come on. You got it. That's you're so close.
Help Myself. This is the first four songs.
Heartbreak
like
Hill.
15.
You're in Wellesley. Mile 10.
Help Myself by Knox Fortune. The Joke by Flock of Dimes. Ivy by Sales. Lester by Dan and Drum. Sincerely Yours by Sophia Myers. Wildlife by Wild Club. Blue by Jack Valeer. Cowards by Raleigh Ritchie. Naive on Per Child by Zach Farach. Basically by Star F Word. Stay Happy
yes.
by Broken Social Scene.
Yes.
Forever Is Gone by Drama Duo. And most importantly,
woo!
May I Have This Dance by Francis the Lights, which sounds just like Phil Collins.
What can the
Not really just like it, but like it sounds like it should be on the Tarzan soundtrack, and that's why I like it so much.
Quick question. When you watch Tarzan, which character did you the most identify with?
I like don't remember Tarzan.
Okay. Isn't Tarzan sort of like one of those stories that just like everyone knows?
Yes.
It's just like man
like
raised by
like
apes.
Probably Jane.
Not like the mothered gorilla that like identified.
Just because Tarzan. I'm a woman does not mean that I am a mother figure.
Okay, but you said Jane, which means that you identify. No, I'm saying more so from the standpoint of like.
I'm like the researcher, kind of.
The researcher.
Like the person who like looks at things and is like, cool. Like that's.
No. Okay. The correct answer was. Not the correct
gorilla?
Answer. Well, because that's the thing. Like if that story has any point, it's not even that like Tarzan is the main character. It's that the gorilla who sort of recognized the outcast. And brought him into the family.
Yeah, that's like when you cry. Like,
yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
Crying,
that's,
I'm thinking about you'll be in my heart, and I'm like,
yeah, that's the thing. You'll be in my heart isn't about Tarzan Jane. It's about Tarzan's ape mother and Tarzan.
No, it is.
Yeah.
100%. That's like yeah. that's the scene.
So that's my takeaway. I'm the mother gorilla. That's I would like to be. You know, I would like to be sort of in Somerville, the mother gorilla of Somerville.
Wow, that's
yeah.
a lot of responsibility.
It's my dream.
You heard it here first, Somerville. Watch out. Actually,
it's just like a really long car beep.
To Medford.
I'm talking to Medford.
Someone's beeped at us. They're like, no.
No, I don't want that.
So that's what's happening. Keisha is outside right now taking her quiz. Good luck, Keisha. I hope it's going great. I actually don't have time to grade you because I have to go.
Do you mean
so
to do it?
Nate's going to do it.
Yet Nate, again.
The mother gorilla.
That's the thing. Last week, it was like a revolving door of like, you know, just people just coming on air and coming off air, and we're 4 for 4. So you'll
everyone passes. That's the whole thing with the new quiz.
Do not say that. You cannot like you can't break that. People can't know that going in, you know. That's
I told her that going in. Yeah.
No, I when I do the second day of training, I am always like, all right, okay, you got this right, you got this wrong. Okay, let me show you like how to set the scene, like do this, okay.